got your fill of good music over the last couple hours doing whatever you were doing, because we've got none of that here. This music is from the Kingdom Hearts DLC. The secret ending. I'm sorry if that's a spoiler. I assume everyone's finished it by now. I mean, I don't even need gas. Oh no, Goofy doesn't come back to life. He's a funny ghost. To be blue, which might be purple. Okay. Okay. All right, Blue Raz. They have marshmallow at this location now, you know, so you can truly experience pain, I think is the word that we're looking for here.
Welcome to Time Audio.
Hello.
Enjoy.
Oh, thank you.
Chapter 1. Okay, so what is digital?
Oh,
digital is a means by which information can be processed, stored, retrieved, and transferred electronically.
Okay.
Although it's been around for a number of years, it only really started to take off after someone came up with the brilliant idea of transferring music over the internet. Soon after, the notion of receiving, transmitting, and distributing music globally became a reality, and in that moment the music industry changed forever. I have no doubt, vinyl, CDs, DVDs, and other physical formats will be around for some time to come, but with just about any kind of music now being available on the World Wide Web, the days of walking into a shop and buying your favorite recording may be numbered. Digital music was first introduced as a kind of upgrade to its older counterpart, analog. Some recording artists and producers still prefer analog, claiming it has a unique fineness or original quality that cannot be captured or reproduced using digital. The 60s, for example, is often credited as having distinctive analog recordings which seem to have a sound all of their own. On the other hand, digital is often credited as being more convenient for transmitting, distributing, storing, retrieving, and even reconfiguring electronically. As a computer-friendly format, digital can be compressed and sent by internet in various
format.
Ways such as MP3 or AAC.
Oh, what?
Digital can also be burned to CD or DVD.
Yeah.
Older analog recordings, converted to digital, can be cleaned up by having crackles and scratches removed using software such as iTunes. Another great advantage
iTunes,
of digital is being
really
able to store thousands of songs on an iPod.
Vinyl,
these are being improved on and updated frequently. One of the many interesting things about digital is, it's extremely versatile and is not just restricted to audio.
Wow.
Motion and still photographic images can be reproduced using sophisticated digital cameras from which pictures are encoded digitally, edited, stored, retrieved, and transmitted around the world via satellite to television, computers, and cell phones, while still retaining high-definition quality. Understanding how a digital format works is not as complicated as some people may think. The principle is that it operates using two basic units, zeros and ones, or zero and one,
or
off and on.
Zeros and
computers
ones,
use the same function. Software is encoded digitally, using rows of zeros and ones, zero or one. You may get a better idea of digital if you compare it directly to analog. Think of analog as a speedometer in a car. The speed you're traveling is revealed by the arrow moving round the dial. Digital, on the other hand, can only function by using zeros and ones, zero or one, and may be restricted in reading values to a tenth and between numbers. One of the many difficulties which has now been overcome is in changing digital to analog and vice versa. Interestingly, a compact disc functions by using both analog and digital. The audio sound exists initially in analog. Then, the disc is encoded digitally. In reading the disc, the player converts the audio back to analog when the sound comes out of the speakers.
Whoa.
Digital music provides an enormous advantage to music creators. Not only can you record your music at a much higher level, you also have the means to release
music
and distribute your own recorded music.
Yes.
This is a great way to promote your music independently and on a global scale.
Okay. What? Can you back that up and... What?
Cheers.
sorry to report, Mario is dead. Sleep peacefully, we think, but he kept talking about some kind of frog. It's a sad story.
Yeah.
Rob is back, everyone. Rejoice.
What the fuck is funny, motherfucker? I ain't no joke. My name won't be, and this murder that he wrote. I need 100,000 for a beat and a verse. And niggas like me, I'll put your ass in a hearse. So how do I survive in this world full of pain? No, I'm not a slave, and your history is fake. I tell you like this, I ain't no motherfucking sucker. And tell that punk hoe, I don't motherfucking love her.
Oh. got big ears and he's super green. He's the oldest little baby that I've ever seen. But the Empire is super mean. Had his brain hooked up to a big machine. Baby Yoda's not his name, but that's what I call him. Got him floating in a little pot instead of crawling. He's got superpowers and they're super neat. Big space frog is what he loves to eat. Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, can't stop touching the controller. Baby Yoda, he's got a pod, he don't need a stroller. Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, can't stop touching the controller. Baby Yoda, looks like a newborn, but he's much older. Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, yeah, he turned him in, but then he reconsidered. Mandalorian, he's a good babysitter. Baby Yoda tries hard and he concentrates. With the Force, he can make things levitate. Baby Yoda's not his name, but that's what I call him. Floating in a little pot instead of crawling.
He came
up with a name.
Got
superpowers and they're super cool. The child must have gone to Jedi preschool. Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, can't stop touching the controller. Baby Yoda, he's got a pod, he don't need a stroller. Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda, can't stop touching the controller. Baby Yoda looks like a newborn, but he's much older. Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda.
That was dope. Yeah, great. Yeah. Keep this fucking bullshit coming.
They call Mandalore, he was a stranger one fine day. Never lifted up his helmet, never had too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. For that Mandalorian had a big iron on his hip, a big iron on his hip. When he landed on Navarro, he was looking for some work. And he met up with old Greef Karga, who told him with a smirk, "You're the best one in the parsec." That's the whisper from each lip. Now I've got business for the Mando with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. In this town there was a bounty that was strictly of the blue. Many men had tried to claim it, but none had just what it took. And the client was imperial, and the bounty was bizarre. But the Mando took the job because they paid him with Beskar. They paid him with Beskar.
JaVale again. Just want to call on you. Kind of need a little bit of help down here. Fundraising this Saturday down at the Fellowship Hall for Corey Buchanan, and wanted to see if you could send a couple bottles of the old camp. You know, I don't know if y'all heard, but Corey was down there at the Catfish Junction like he always is, you know, frying up some of his famous catfish nuggets, and he put in a little wet batch and a And, you know, what it was the, you know, the grease began to splatter, and it caught him in his left eye, and he's going to end up losing it. And so we want to help him out and see if we can't get him a false eye in there. Just one of them ones that they're kind of like a marble eye, what they're going to put in there. But they're going to need a little bit of funds, you know. So if y'all could just help out, send us a couple bottles down, and we'll see what we can get for him, you know. And just don't worry about your PRs. We'll keep it hush hush. Anyway, talk on y'all later.
The first time that I saw you in your velvet dress, your cheeks were pale and sallow, your lips were red as blood. I saw your black eyeshadow, I saw your little face. Take me to the gallows, I think I wanna hang with you. God, baby, ooh, God, baby. I couldn't stand it longer, I asked you for a dance. You did not smile upon me, you did not want to dance. You took your fingernail and you caused a lot of pain. I didn't really mind it, I'd open up a vein for you. God, baby.
When I see that nigga, hey, ain't even gonna say that to that nigga.
Square up, nigga, throw that chair up. In New York, I Millie Rock. Hit the club, tear it up. I got Henny in my cup. Bitches, put your hair up. You was talking all that shit. When I see you square up, bitch. Square up, nigga, throw that chair up. In New York, I Millie Rock. Hit the club, tear it up. I got Henny in my cup. Bitches, put your hair up. You was talking all that shit. When I see you square up, bitch. I don't need a knife. As soon as I see that nigga, I'm knocking out his life. He talking all that shit. I know that he a bitch. Pulling up to his house and busting in his crib. I'ma hit him in the throat. Break his fucking jaw. God damn. I love to break the law.
Me too.
We just fight.
I'm no more right now.
Out. Hell no. Knocking you out. Hey.
It get hard for me to sleep. I ain't fight nobody in like, let me think, a week. But I'm coming after you, nigga, cause you talking all that shit. On my Instagram, on my Twitter, leaving all them comments. But when I see.
Walking out one dark and windy night. Up the road I wandered, walking where the lamps were bright. It was then I heard an eerie sound coming from up high. A group of men in tracksuits came jogging through the sky. Look at us go.
Hello, boarding people. This is Captain Kim speaking. Welcome aboard Vega Airways. After takeoff, we'll pump up the sound system because we're going to pizza.
Don't wanna be the struggle.
API, because like that whole concept of like a community queue feature, or like, hey, request a song on like a lot of Twitch bots, a lot of the more popular Twitch bots have removed their Spotify integrations, because I think Spotify pulled something out of the API or limited how you can use it. specifically because you're not supposed to, you know, stream Spotify on Twitch. Well, I wonder if it works. There's sites like Jukebox Me, JQBX or whatever it was. There was like a, you know, it was all hooked into Spotify, but it was like if Turntable FM was just Spotify, which is like less interesting. But basically you could set it up so like a handful of people were DJs and they put music into a queue, and then if that worked on my phone, if listening to it on my phone worked, that would actually probably sort of do what we're trying to do, sort of. Be limited.
Wow. to Tabata. Here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
His palms are sweaty, and his weak arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up, over, blah!
Is Tabata a person or is it a thing? What, is it like Zumba? What is it? Why does this guy keep counting? What the fuck's going on?
Girl with a slapping out his chair. Poor boy made his fault. It's so hard not to stare.
Buck Wild Saturday night.
A moment of silence for all the people in the world with no swag. All right, long enough. I knock it out the box like Diddy's Grand Slam. And I got club hits like Bam Bam. Someone get some bricks. I'm going hell. Hall of Fame swag. Everybody know I am. Charles Barkley. 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 Instead of saying hi, I say skank suck my skull. That's my genitalia. And the skin that hold him. Shit, I'm throwing bows. Head and shoulders. Ice in my drink. It make my drinks colder. And I want a pillowy mouth with mashed potatoes. I throw some money on the ground and you cash tomatoes. That's your dangerous.
What?
Dark weed duck. When I shoot stuff, I make shots and it's not luck. Because I'm Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley.
Why consider RVing?
It's a great
question. Are several good reasons why anyone might consider RVing. For a start, it's fun and it's easy.
It's a great place to cook
meth. You can throw your beer in your RV and set off any time that suits you. You can go where you please for the most part, and if you get tired, you can stop and have a nap, or come back the next day to do so. You can seek out all those little villages and shops that are never seen when traveling commercially. Once you get to a place you like, you can stay there for longer than you intended if you want to. Now imagine if you went on your vacation destination by airplane.
Okay.
You'd have to line up at the airport for hours to catch a plane that's leaving at some godly hour of the morning or night. There are sure to be delays due to bad weather, bumpy flights, not to mention that ever-present fear of terrorism.
Yep.
Your luggage could easily go astray, and there's the boredom of sitting for hours at a time with very little scenery to look at. You get to see nothing of the country in between your departure and your destination. You'll need to pay for the cost of accommodation, cabs, or public transportation, as well as plane fare. And you can't go where there's no public transportation unless you walk or rent a car, and that's even more cost. RVing is the cheapest form of holiday travel, apart from hiking. The only cost is for your fuel and the relatively small cost of booking into a park, which is even optional. Of course, you'll have to buy the RV to start with, but when comparing that cost with staying at motels or resorts, you'll find the RV wins hands down. Once bought, you'll have your RV for years to come, and the price won't have risen every year, as the accommodation costs do. Besides, you can rent one if you don't want to buy one. RVing offers freedom from the schedules of commercial traveling. Even if you stay at a resort, you usually need to keep to their timetable, at least for meals. When you go on the road with your RV, you can stop when and where you like, eat when you like, and you don't have to be out by 10 o'clock the next morning.
Sold.
The incredible beat, enemy number one. 5 foot set free, then I got numb. Can't tell him that I never really had a gun. It's a wax of the Terminator X-Men. Turn it up. Bring the noise. America's a puppet and nothing you wanna listen to. You can say to you, what you gonna do? Follow for now, Becky, and we're gonna win. Check it out. Here we go again, bass. How low can you go?
Yeah. of friends, kids trap. I love kittens. 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 Baby kittens doing things, learning how to walk and playing with the string. When they're born, they can't even open their eyes, and they still sleep 90% of the time. They keep each other warm. Their mom keeps them safe. They always stay together throughout most of the day. The third week is when they start growing teeth. They get good at walking and they're learning how to eat. I love kittens. I love kittens.
Instead of thinking the normal thing of like, oh yeah, he's gotta close his door, I thought, this guy's had enough, and he's just gonna commando roll out of this fucking car while it's moving. He's done. He's giving up. There's a bunch of moving vans blocking the alley.
Santa Claus!
Sweet robes, oh man, one too many days in the sun. Stop preaching, homie. Teach your flock to cover some fun. I bring joy every year, man, I represent cheer. You represent sandals and a scraggly beard. I'm from the North Pole, that's why my rhymes are so cold. I spit diamonds, but I'm serving up some fresh coal. You been a naughty boy, you broke your best to rest yourself, you broke your own law. Or was it something in Rule 6 I didn't understand? My lessons kill the gypsy too, bury him in sand. I read your book, you got strict religion. No bacon, but mandatory circumcision. I'm a jolly full of jelly, giving holiday presents. But all the chosen people ever get for Christmas is jealous.
When I was high upon the mountain, God revealed the truth of the earth, but he never mentioned a fat ass Papa Smurf. It takes nine reindeers to haul your fat ass. You took the price.
These fucking dipshits got Snoop Dogg to play Moses. There's a long list of features that Snoop has done that you look at and just go like, man, dude definitely has a price.
All that bird and bush.
Yeah, we're magical workers, man.
We ain't with reindeer.
Yo, here's a GPS.
Who gets lost for 40 years?
You're a glorified secretary, so write this down.
We got these nuts.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
So much drama in the Israel BC. It's kind of hard talking directly to the G-O single D. Hand me my chisel, I got a new command chisel for y'all. Thou shall not let children sit on a grown man's lap at the mall. I'll beat you 10 times before the bread can rise, you dummy. And walk off into the land of my milk and honey.
I'm gonna go wiggle at my desk for a while. I'm not gonna tell you what to do. You do you.